Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff as we get about a week away now from the Christmas holiday. And again, thank you to TK Angus, Tim and Kim Marlette, and all the crew there for letting us help work with the TK Angus crew on publicizing their bull sale from this past Monday.
And hope that it was a great result. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they make a great Christmas gift, and if you don't have anybody you need to get a Christmas gift for, maybe you need to stop and think maybe you need Tri-State Livestock News. They've got it all. They've got horse sale information, rodeo news, farm equipment, cattlemen. You can't get a better guide. Tri-State Livestock News, you need to check it out. Go ahead and get it ordered. Go to TSLN.com.
Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota is grateful for their customers and their community. The holidays are a time to open up our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. So have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. Well, Kim, I don't have a Christmas. I could make it a Christmas story.
Okay.
How about that?
What do you got?
Okay. Well, it seems this is an old joke taken from Betty Olson's Grand River Roundup a few years ago.
Okay.
So it seems that a man was driving across eastern Montana on his way home on Christmas Eve, late Christmas Eve. The road was deserted, and he hadn't seen a soul for what seemed like hours. Suddenly, his car started to cough and sputter, and the engine slowly died away, leaving him sitting by the road in total silence. He popped the hood, looked to see if there was anything that he could do to get it going again. Unfortunately, he had limited knowledge of cars, so all he could do was look at the engine, feeling despondent. As he peered by the gradually fading light of his flashlight, he cursed that he had not put in new batteries, like he had promised. Suddenly, through the inky shadows, came a deep voice. "It's your fuel pump." The man jumped up quickly, striking his head on the underside of the hood. "Who said that?" he demanded. There were two horses standing in the pasture alongside, and the man was amazed when the nearest of the two horses repeated, "It's your fuel pump. Tap it with your flashlight and try it again." Confused, the man tapped the fuel pump with his flashlight, turned the key, and sure enough, the engine roared to life. He muttered a short thanks to the horse, and he screeched away. When he reached Glendive, he ran into the local bar. "Large whiskey, please," he said. A rancher sitting at the bar looked at the man and said, "What's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost." "It's unbelievable," the man said, and recalled the entire Christmas Eve tale to the rancher. The rancher took a sip of his beer and looked thoughtful. "A horse, you say? Was it by chance a white horse?" The man replied to the affirmative, "Yes, it was. Am I crazy?" "No, you ain't crazy. In fact, you're pretty darn lucky," said the rancher, "because that black horse don't know nothing about cars."
Oh, man.
I kind of made the Christmas Eve things in there to make it kind of a Christmas story. I could have changed it to reindeer, but what would they be doing there?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good point.
Thanks to Betty Olson for sharing that today on The Good Stuff.
Oh, very good. Cam Lynn sent this, and he got it from his friend, Ron. There are a lot of people out there that complain about the police, but you rarely hear about positive things that they do. Here's one involving a frozen carburetor and a motorcyclist.
Oh,
I thought that was kind of interesting. The story's
coincidence?
Kind of parlay.
I think so.
Oh, I think you're right. It happened in North Dakota. I thought it would be very fitting after yours. Last January, on a bitterly cold day, there was a ground blizzard, and a state trooper came across a motorcycle sitting by the side of the road with a stranded rider. The trooper walked up to the very cold rider, who was bundled up and put on a snowmobile suit and boots and was wearing a helmet and full facial visor to protect it from the elements of that terrible day. "What is the matter?" asked the trooper. "Carburetor is frozen," came the muffled reply from the biker. "Pee on it, and that will thaw it out," stated the trooper. "I can't do that. I am too bundled up," came the reply. "Okay, watch me closely, and I will show you." The trooper unzipped and promptly warmed up the carburetor just as he said it would. Almost immediately it worked, and the biker was on their way. A few days later, a state highway patrolman headquarters received a note of thanks for this kind deed. It began, "On behalf of my daughter, Jill."
Oh, no.
She was a tad bundled up. It was hard to tell it was a Jill and not a Jack, I believe.
What's the badge number there?
Yeah, no kidding.
And Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn.
And we want you to drive safe. And you know who else wants you to? WW Tire Service. They're at 8 locations, Central and Eastern South Dakota, and they all want you to be careful on the roads day and night for the holidays. Shane and all his crew say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff.